Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBUB prices were July corn up 2.5 cents at 7.11, July wheat down 7 cents at 7.37.5, and July beans up 13.75 cents at 15.56. Export sales this morning were terrible, a net reduction of 95 in old crop wheat, 3.99 new, corn 1.37 old, 106 new, beans 165 old, 192 new. So just bad numbers all the way around. China has suspended their ag talks with Australia. Their friction continues there. Obviously, that'd be a little bit friendly for the U.S. if they've got to get wheat from someplace aside from Australia. Brazil looks like they're going to get a little bit of rain, but not too much, so it remains dry there. The Dakotas look like they're going to get some decent rains. Texas has had some good rains. We're getting good rains in the Midwest. Some people are going to say it's going to slow down planting, which it will, but I don't think we're going to have any trouble getting the rest of the crop in. We should be, I'm going to guess, 60 to 65% planted by Monday's numbers. So I think we're pretty well ahead of the game out here. The question is, how high can we go? I think it's strictly a matter of how much money the funds want to pour into this. They're along about 450,000 contracts of corn. They've got more buying power out there, but I'm finding it hard to believe that July corn over $7 and Dease corn over $6. Is something people really want to put their money into, knowing that there's a very good chance we're going to see more acres out here and less demand. So, the market continues to shrug off bad news and close higher. We'll see what we can do here today. But I think it's more than time for a breather in these markets. Will that be the ultimate high, whatever we make this week? It may be. Be unusual to make the highs the first week of the month, but who knows out here. We know the Brazilian corn is going to be somewhere between 190 down sharply from where it's been. I don't think that's any surprise to the market. I think we've built in that kind of reduction already, but we'll see where we go. Bean oil is back up again, up 113 in the July. But still short of contract highs by more than a penny. Still looks toppy to me out here, and the bean oil is what led the beans up. So we'll have to see where we go here today, but I personally think we're certainly due for some kind of major sell-off any day soon, but like I said, we've certainly shrugged off bad news before. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEAD.